Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Alicia, a short story. Written by Ben Arrington. Narrated by Ian McEwan. Alicia wasn't always Alicia, not on the surface at least. She was raised as a little boy, but from a young age she knew that her physical gender was only skin deep. She was often scared and felt alone, as there was nobody she knew in her small town that seemed to be suffering from the same crisis that she was. It was before the days of the internet, when she could have confided in chat rooms and forums about the confusion she felt. She was forced to suffer in silence, keeping her dysphoria a dark secret she felt a great shame at having to bear. Alicia didn't fantasize about being Axl Rose or Jim Morrison or Ian Curtis. She wanted to be Debbie Harry, Susie Sue, Madonna. When she started wearing makeup, it was easy to continue to hide in plain sight. Glam rock was popular, and all of the men in bands were wearing just as much makeup as the girls. Her hair was big and her pants were tight, but it didn't seem to matter. She couldn't hide behind it forever, though. She knew that when she grew up, she would have to be true to herself and live her life as a woman. Of course, the common misconceptions surrounding gender and sexuality instantly rose to the surface. Her dad had called her a faggot, and that really hurt. It was the unchecked anger in his eyes, the utter contempt, replaced the once loving gaze. Alicia took a while to come to terms with this, but when she did, it felt like an astronomical weight had been lifted from her shoulders. If her friends couldn't accept her for who she was, they weren't her true friends. If her family couldn't accept her for who she was, they weren't her true family. She'd find new friends. She'd find new family. When some have such deep-set prejudices, buried deep in subconscious from a young age, as they're exposed to the ill-informed and regurgitated opinions of those who raise them or those they call peers, really can affect how they see the world. Those prejudices are hard to dig out, their roots tough and stubborn, taking the hardest of pulls to even dislodge, let alone remove completely. It's easy to be closed-minded, especially if that's all you've known your entire life. To open up, to really see the beauty of our planet and all of the colorful people within it, accepting them for their differences and celebrating the wonder of them. That is what it means to truly be a citizen of the world, a human being. Alicia had always been in bands, whether it was fronting them with gender-fluid bravado or settling in the background and developing an unbreakable rapport within the rhythm section. Music was something that really helped her express herself, and she could do it just the same stone-cold sober as she could with a belly full of strong tequila. It just didn't matter. When the guitars were raging and the drums were pounding, her heart felt like her soul was going to spill over and out of her mouth, ready to join with the whoops of delight and raw energy displayed by the crowd, if they were lucky to have one. Alicia started collecting tattoos on her skin, moments in her life remembered by the black ink that now covered much of her body, from her arms to her chest to her back to her neck. Places she had visited, people she had met, words she had heard or read or written, some designed by her and some designed by friends. A few she had tattooed on herself during a misjudged phase where she had been convinced she could make a decent tattoo artist, so used much of her left forearm as practice. Relationships came and went, some abusive, and some way too intense for her to deal with. After years, she had gained enough success to be able to tour the world and was making enough money by putting out album after album of critically acclaimed punk rock. She always felt sad, numb, cold. Drugs took over. Bad characters latched onto the tour, and Alicia developed unpleasant habits. She needed the escape that being high gave her, and she needed it way too often. She slipped into a routine of narcotics, booze, and casual sex, often crying herself to sleep at night. She didn't know what was wrong and how to make it better. That was until one sunny afternoon in Belgium. Alicia was signing autographs at a festival. Band and her gathered behind a table in a tent as hundreds of kids queued for a chance to meet their idols. She was nursing a hell of a hangover, and although she continued to scribble her name on posters and albums and skin, she felt like she was nearing the edge, as if it would be one or two more bad nights before she'd end up in the emergency room again. Or worse, dead, having choked on her own vomit in her bunk while her bandmates slept soundly around her, all knowing that she had a problem, but none of them having the guts to tell her that she did. Alicia looked up as a trans girl neared the front of the queue. She had some lyrics tattooed on her forearms from a song Alicia had wrote called Dead to Me, which was about her father, a man she hadn't talked to for almost 20 years. Disown me if you will. You never owned me anyway. There were tears in her eyes as she held out a copy of the record the song was taken from, the breakout album Pity for the Ignorant. Alicia signed it, but didn't take her eyes off of the beautiful girl who reminded her of herself when she used to sing Papa Don't Preach at the top of her lungs into a hairbrush in front of the mirror. The exchange was brief and silent. A look, a smile, a nod of understanding. But in that moment, surrounded by the flashing of camera bulbs and the screaming of fans, they unknowingly and simultaneously save each other's lives.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Alicia was written by Ben Errington, narrated by Ian McEwan, with music by Tom Robson and Twilight in the Stays. We've just released our first print edition of The Other Stories, It collects all of the stories from the first three volumes of the show, with an extra thrown in just for you. It's available from all good Amazons, and you'll find the direct link in the show notes for this episode. If you enjoyed the episode immensely, then why not go and leave us a review in the iTunes store and help spread the word, the love, and the joy. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.